cancer risks may be higher on the farm. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. As if there weren't enough health and safety issues on the farm, people in agriculture and related industries in rural areas may have a higher risk for cancer. Carolyn Powell of the Iowa Cancer Consortium participated in a recent AgriSafe webinar on the subject.
We know that cancer does occur less in rural areas compared to urban ones, but the cancer rate is higher in rural areas. And this is often due to barriers to accessing screening or treatments.
Powell says cancer risks can rise depending on environmental exposures.
Cancer is a disease of many genetic, behavioral, social, and environmental factors. Not all environmental factors are within the control of the individual to mitigate, but they are still considered modifiable.
Another presenter, Audrey Tron Lom, works at the University of Northern Iowa and says a farm can pose a variety of cancer-connected exposures.
Chemicals that are used on a farm, like herbicides, certain insecticides, maybe fertilizers, diesel engine exhaust, certain solvents, organic dust, radiation, mostly talking about the sun here, heavy metal exposures, and of course, a mixture of any of these substances together.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.